Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
Okay, so we're making some progress. Heard back from the bank again today, and the calls are solid. It's a goofy little thing, but I only want to see things that are pertinent to what I need to know. So like there are like eight different sections. So the bank needs like eight different types of things filled out. So like for the franchise, something for my personal bank accounts, something from insurance, like eight of those kinds of sections. And I've completed some of the stuff, like the personal finances, and a few others. And so one thing I really like about this, which I'm learning, like, what are my expectations? How do I interact and how do I own my own self? When something is done, I don't want to see it again. Like if it's done and completed, I don't want to, and it's like a shrinking checklist before something can happen. I don't want to see the stuff there. Like if there's a new client intake, and there's a new member. Yes, I definitely want to see like where they are in the funnel. Like, did they get a text? Did they get a shirt? Did they get a water bottle? Did they get a walkthrough? Did they get the in-body scan? I want to know like all the details. But, like for closing on a house or a business, I don't want to know like, have you wired the money? Once it's done, I don't want to see it again because I don't want to be distracted by too many decision things on what do I do next. Anyhow, something I'm realizing I want to do, and as I get older, it's kind of weird, but I'm still young. I'm only 32. Like, I want to enjoy the moments of fear. I want to really enjoy the anxieties. They said, all right, this looks good. You know, can you send us proof? You've wired the funds from your personal account to the business bank account for closing. For the SBA loan, they're going to auto-draft it each month. And so they wanted to make sure that the money was in the business checking account that I'll be using to make the loan payments so that they can do, like, the equity injection. So I looked up, okay, how to do a wire transfer from my bank to the business bank, different institutions. And so different than the cashier's check I did last week, today was a wire. I haven't done a wire in a while, so I had to Google it. No, that's what you do. And it was kind of funny. I always know that wires are instant. And so I just looked up, okay, what's the account number, the routing number? I do it through the website, very secure, lots of checkpoints along the way, confirmations and stuff. So I type it in, like, all right, wire the funds. Here we go. Click and submit. And I go back to my personal checking account and the money is gone instantly, like you expect. Then I go over to the business checking account and I refresh the page. Zero. There's nothing there. It's like, okay, we'll give it a minute. All right, a minute later, I refresh, click, nothing. Okay, I'm getting a little nervous. I give it two more minutes. We're now 3 minutes in. Click. Zero, 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 nothing. So I'm like, okay. This is sketchy. You have 2 more minutes. Refresh. Nothing. Zero, zero, zero. So I panic, like, I just get scammed by a business bank. Like, what is going on? So I log out of all my accounts, log back in. Personal checking is gone. The business bank account is gone as zero. It's still there. And so I started Googling, like, okay, how do I reverse this? What can I do? Like, I'm panicking. I just got scammed. Like, what's going on? And so finally, like, okay, let's breathe. And Corona said, right, you got like 30 minutes to cancel a wire. Or if you did a bad account number or a duplicate or something, they can undo it. It's like, okay, I've got like 24 minutes left. All right, not going to panic, not going to freak out yet. I'll hang tight. And then I get a ding on my phone, like, new email. I'm like, what are we going to do now? Open up the email. And the email for the personal checking account is like, congratulations, you have wired funds to this account number of this institution. I'm like, okay, well, somebody got my money. Is it me? And who got the money? And then I go to the business checking account, nothing, zero. So I, like, crap, somebody got my money. And I'm just like a pin in my stomach. Like, there's no way this happened. And so I wait like another 10 seconds. And then an email comes in, ding, deposit funds received into business checking account. Congratulations, the money has arrived. It's like, oh, thank you, God. That was so scary. Worth 7 minutes of the day. And now I tell that horror story with a smile on my face because, in hindsight, instant isn't always instant, even if it's like a microwave or something like that. And so, it should have been like, I'm going to enjoy that anxiety because now I know instant means like 7 minutes, maybe 10. I'm going to enjoy that moment of panic and anxiety. Like, the world is coming to an end. Like, I just lost thousands of dollars and it was all okay. Nothing happened. No one died. Nothing blew up. It's reversible. There's still 23 minutes to go. But, like, it's okay. This isn't life or death. This isn't as permanent or big as we make things out to be. So, I like to say, I'm going to miss the next time probably gym number two or fitness studio number two, because I'm not a gym. Fitness studio number two, I'm not going to have that same anxiety.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.